This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch habam. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Tezayin, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said if somebody swore that they're not going to sleep, they're not going to speak, they're not going to walk, Aser, Karbon Loy Oichalach, that which I'm not going to eat from you should be a karbon. Ha karbon shoichalach, or I swear by the life of a karbon that I'm not of what I'm going to eat from you. Loy karbon loy oichalach, what I'm not going to eat for you should not be a karbon. Not a karbon, what I'm not going to eat from you. Mutter, it's permitted. Says the Gemara, mani masnisen. Who does the Mishnah go in accordance with? Reb Meir, it must be Reb Meir, because we know that Reb Meir holds that if a person says karban oichalach, then it's chal. So if it says like this, the Mishnah says ha karban sha'oichalach mutter, but karban sha'oichalach would be aser. Meaning, who's the Mishnah going like? It says the problem is because you said ha karban, but if you would have said karban, then it would have been chal. So that has to be like Rameir, di Rabbi Huda, because if it's Rabbi Huda, loy shani le karban, loy shani le ha karban. According to Rabbi Huda, there's no difference between karban and ha karban. According to Rabbi Huda, even if you say karban, it's not going to be chal unless you say ki karban. So that's how, if you look, the Peirosh called Rashi, which is not Rashi, he says, "Dahachaloi k'tani d'lahavim mutter ella ha-karban sh'aychalach v'loi karban." That's like Rav Meir. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Okay. So it's Rav Meir. Di Rabbi Huda loy shani le karban loy shani le ha karban. Ema seifa, say the seifa le karban loy oichalach mutter. If you say la karban loy oichalach, it's mutter. Aiva tnan, but we learned in the Mishnah la karban loy oichalach Rav Meir oiser, Rav Meir asers, and what's the reason? Va'amar Rav Abba nase koimer. It comes as if you said la karban yehei, it should be a karban, therefore loy oichalach. The Mishnah says, which the Gemara in the Havamina feels there's no difference between the loy karban and la karban, and it says la loy karban loy oichalach mutter. But we know that Rav Meir holds if you say la karban loy oichalach, it's aser. Says why? Because nase ka'imar la karban yehei lefikach loy oichalach. Says Gemara like Kasha, it's not difficult. Hada Amar la karban. When is it effective if you say la karban? Hada Amar loy la karban. To loy lahave karban kamar. That it's not a karban. So if you say la karban loy oichalach, means it should be a karban, and therefore I'm not going to eat from you. But if you say loy karban loy oichalach, you're saying it should not be a karban. La karban means it should be a karban. Loy karban is it should not be a karban. Ha da amar loy karban, do loy lahave karban kama. Okay, we had this numerous times already. Says the Mishnah, shvua loy oichalach. Shvua. A shvua. Loy oichalach. And I'm not going to eat what belongs to you. Ha shvua. Hashvua means herein there's a shvua of what I'm going to eat from you. Now, maybe it means that you're saying by the life of a shvua, which that doesn't make any sense. There is no such expression by the life of a shvua. You could say by the life of a karban, but you can't say by the life of a shvua. Or la shvua loy aichalach, not a shvua, and I'm not going to eat from you. Aser your aser says the Ran and the Mishnah. Shvua loy oichalach, hashvua shoichalach, lishvua loy oichalach aser. Mishum de shvua loy oichalach. You know what Shvua Loi Oichalach means? Masha b'Shvua Loi Oichalach. By a Shvua, with a Shvua, I'm not going to eat from you. The Hashvua Sha'oichalach Mashma. That's Mashma. Okay, that's the first halacha. The Hashvua Sha'oichalach. And the next case of Hashvua that I'm going to eat from you, Hachi Mashma. This is what it's Mashma. Meaning, Hashvua Sha'oichalach is Mashma, that with the Shvua of what I'm going to eat from you. The Lekel of Rushe Lishna, the Chai Yeshua, you can't explain that it means by the life of a Shvua Kamar. Kid Amrinon Chai Karban. The Loi Mishtoi Inshiachi, nobody talks that way. Nobody says by the life of a Shvua. You could say, I swear by the life of a Karban. You can't swear by the life of a Shvua. A Shvua doesn't have a life. Ula Shvua Loi Oichal. And the expression of Shvua Loi Oichal Nami. Afilu belamed psucha aser, even with a lamed, with a patach, it's aser. La shvua, loy oichalach. So what does that mean? La shvua, loy oichalach. Either loy shvua, loy oichalach, or la shvua, loy oichalach. The afagav the lamed psucha, loy mashma. Even though lamed psucha is mashma, not. Umas nisin rameir hi, and the mission is rameir, the lesser mekal avat hashem ehein, that's only by a neder we say mekal lav at hashem ehein. But by a shvua, rameir would say mekal lav at hashem ehein. Now what's the mekal lav at hashem ehein? Loi shvua, it should not be a shvua, that which I don't eat from you. That implies that which I do eat from you should be a shvua. So now the $1 million question. Why in the world, if you said, what I'm not going to eat from you should not be a shvua, which implies what I am going to eat from you should be a shvua, why should that be us? This is Reb Meir who holds that we don't say Miklal Avat Hashem Ehein. We've said throughout the Masechta, Reb Meir doesn't subscribe to Miklal Avat Hashem Ehein. The answer is Reb Meir only doesn't subscribe to it by Mamayin. Or Isser that has mamayin, like a neder. A neder is the chevtsa is aser. So we're dealing with monetary law, or monetary law that has isser. But shvua is pure isser. Pure isser, Reb Meir subscribes to Meklal Avat Hashemein. Look in the Ran. We're now doing an unauthorized Ran. What does that mean? Even though the Daf HaShvua does not demarcate the next Ran, we're still doing it. Okay. Venira Beinai, Dahainu Taima. It appears in my eyes, this is the reason. Mishum Daha, Maskinam Besai, Shua Sa'idos. That we conclude in the end of Shua Sa'idos, Tachi Leslade, Rameir, Meklal Avat Hashem Ehein. When does Rameir not subscribe to Meklal Avat Hashem Ehein? Hani Mili Bema Moina. That's by money, Inami Bi Isura De Isbe Mamoina. Or Isser that has money, Avo Bi Isura Greda. But if it's just Isser, Islay. Now listen to this. Nedarim isura d'ispei mamoina ninu. Nedarim is isur because lo yachel devara. You can't violate the neder, but it has mamoin. Mishum d'lo yimishkaches b'hu b'lo yichevtsa. You can have an isur neder without an item that's usur. Do inon chalin al davar shem by mamish. It does not devolve on something that is not substantial. Therefore, it's chal on a chevtsa. That's called mamoin. If it's chal on an entity, it's called mamoin. Avol shvuos einon ela isura greda. Shvuos is only iser. Shulchal begufay. V'kivan di isura greda ninu. Since it's only iser, afilu Reb Meir moide d'armin b'hu meklal avat hashemehin. Even Rabbi Meir would subscribe to meklal avat hashemehin. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Holy Gemara. This is an amazing Gemara. Now, let's go back to the case. We said, Shvua loy oichalach, ha shvua she oichalach. Miklal, da hoshvu sha'eichalach, doloy achil na mashma. This is mashma. Behold, a shvua of what I'm going to eat from you, meaning I'm asering with a shvua of what I'm going to eat from you, means that I'm not going to eat it. Miklal, da hoshvu sha'eichalach, sha'eichalach means doloy achil na mashma, I'm not going to eat it. Or a minu, I'll ask you a stira. Why? What's the stira? Shvuos shtayim shein arba. Shvuos are two that are four. What does that mean? The pasuk says that by shvuas bitoy, it says nefesh kisi shava levate bisvasayim lehara oy lehetiv lecholasha yevate adam b'shvua. So you look at the pasuk and it's talking about two things. It's talking about something lahara, evil, and lahitiv, good. The guy swearing something he's going to do that's bad, and something that he's going to do that's good. What does that mean, something bad and something that's good? So, something bad means negative, I'm not going to do something. Something positive means something I'm going to do. But it's really shtayim shehin arba. Why is it shtayim shehin arba? Because not only is it something I'm not going to do and something I am going to do, but it's also something I didn't do, something I did do. So the pasuk literally is talking about things in the asid, but it's also referring to what the guy said that he did or did not do. And that's learned out of a drasha. So it's shnayim shehin arba. So what are the shtayim shehin arba? Namely, sha'oichal v'shaloy oichal. Sha'oichal and shaloy oichal. Those are the shvuos that the pasuk is talking about. Sha'ochalti v'shaloy ochalti, that I did eat and I didn't eat, are what we learn out from a drasha. Now, midukamar shaloy oichal, so, from the fact that it says shaloy oichal, like, what's the lashon? It says she oichal v'shaloy oichal, she achalti v'shaloy achalti. So it says midukama shaloy oichal. It says I'm not going to eat. She achalti I ate, v'shaloy achalti I didn't eat. So then, what does she oichal mean? She oichal means I will eat in the future. That implies that the first terminology of sha'oichal means that I am going to eat. That positively, that I'm going to eat. So how could you say ha shvua sha'oichalach means I take an oath that I'm not going to eat? Sha'oichal Sha'oichal means I'm not going to eat. Mekladuch sha'oichalach da'achil namashma. It's positive, not negative. In our Mishnah, we're interpreting ha shvua sha'oichalach is this is a shvua that I'm not going to eat. I swear on that which is going to be eaten, meaning I swear I'm not going to eat. But here we see sha'oichal means I'm not going to eat. So Abayi says a whopper of an approach. Says Abayim Rabaye, Sha'oichal Shtei Lashonis Mashma. Sha'oichal means two things. Sha'oichal means two things. Sha'oichal means two things. What are they? Hayu Misarvim Vailachal. If they were pressuring him to eat, va'amar achilna achilna, he said, "I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat." V'su shvur sha'oichel, and then he says, "I swear I'm going to eat." Da'achilna mashna, it means he's going to eat, and that's what this mishnah and shvus is talking about. But our mishnah av amar loyachilna loyachilna. But if he says, "I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat," v'su amar shvur sha'oichel, and then he says, "A shvur that sha'oichel That means delo yachal namasha. That means I'm not going to eat. So, presumably, what this is talking about is the default meaning of sha'eichel is I'm going to eat. However, if they were pressuring him to eat and he said, I'm not going to eat, shvua sha'eichel, then we interpreted sha'eichel based on what his original statement was, namely, that I'm not going to eat. Our Mishnah then must be talking about ha'shvua sha'eichelach is where he first said, I'm not going to eat. Okay, so now that's one approach. That is one possibility of the meaning over here. Rav Ashi Amar, Sha'oichel deshvua, when our Mishnah says, Ha shvua she'oichel, you know what it means? She'i'oichel kamar. It means, it doesn't mean she'oichel. You read it wrong. It really says she'i'oichel, that I'm not going to eat. You didn't see the yud there. It was so small, you missed it. That's what it really means to say. Okay? You missed the yud. Says Gemara, Im Kain, Pshita, then it's obvious. If the guy swore he's not going to eat, then he's not going to eat. That's a shvua that he's not going to eat. Like, well, I need a mission to say if a guy swears that he's not going to eat, then it's a shvua. Says Gemara, Mal Detem, I would have thought, Mekam Lishnahu. It's a stumbling of speech. I would think it's a stumbling of speech. A lot of these Rans, are on Tezayin Amud Beis. We'll read it in a second. I would think, he when he said, She'i Oichel, he meant She'oichel. De'iskal Lei. And he just stumbled. He meant she'oichel, but he just mispronounced it. He got a little bit aleph heavy. He got a little bit too much emphasis on aleph. Kamash Malan, that if he said she'oichel, he means she'oichel. If you look in the Ran, Tezayin Amud Beis, Hayu Misarvin by Lechel de Amar Achilna, Vamar Achilna. Now, the way the Gemara says it is that you need that she'oichel could go either way, and it will depend on what he expressed originally. The Ran points out, "Lefum haylishna mashma." The way the Gemara expresses it, it implies the chihechi d'tzar choychach alaymer de she'oichel d'loyachel namashma. Just like in what we're trying to explain in our Mishnah, that you need a positive proof that she'oichel means I'm not going to eat, then you also need a positive proof that she'oichel means I'm going to eat. The Ran points out that the Gemara in Shavuos says not like that. That the de facto meaning of she'oichel is I'm going to eat, and it means that unless you have clear indication that he means otherwise. The Ran says that this is one of the sugyos hamischalfos, that while our sugyos is mashma, it could go either way. In Shavuos, it's mashma that the default meaning of she'oichel is I'm going to eat, unless we have a clear proof otherwise. And the Ran says the ikra is like the Gemara in Shavuos. Next, Ran, Miyakam Lishnahu, Kolomer Sheherich Ba'alef. He was Marach in the Aleph. It sounded like he's saying she'i'oichel. I would have thought that since it's not the derech of people to say she'i'oichel, elo shelo yoichel, but rather that I'm not going to eat. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Abaye lo yamar tam kravashi. Abaye, who said that our Mishnah means that I'm not going to eat, didn't want to say like Rav Ashi that he said she'i'oichel. You know why? Deloy katani she'i'oichel, because the Mishnah doesn't say she'i'oichel. Rav Ashi nodi min tam da Abaye. Rav Ashi moved away from the reasoning of Abaye because Rav Ashi holds she'loy oichel nami mashma shtei l'shoynes. if you're going to say she'oichal can mean I'm going to eat and I'm not going to eat, the same thing with she'i'oichal. I'm sorry, the same thing with she'lo'i'oichal would be mashna tula she'inais. Namely, ha'yimisarvim b'ilechal, if they were pressuring him to eat. You see, beforehand we were talking about where the guy said she'oichal. Let's say they're pressuring him to eat. V'amar lo yachilna, lo yachilna. V'amar nami shvua. And he said a shvua. If they were pressuring him to eat, and he said, I'll eat, I'll eat. So, bein she'omer, bein she'oichal. And he took a shvua, whether he said, I'm gonna eat, or bein she'lo yoichal. Meaning, whether he said, I'm going to eat or not going to eat, hadin achilna mashna d'amar. He's saying he's going to eat. How's that possible? You have to say, yeah, this is a pella, where they were pressuring him to eat, and he was refusing, and then he said, lo yachilna, lo yachilna, like a lashon bitmiya. Well, get lost. You don't think I'm going to eat? You don't think I'm going to eat? Or the gersa is explicitly, I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat. Then whether you said she'oichal, or whether you said she'lo yoichal, hadin achilna mashma damar. She'lo yoichal means, am I not going to eat? It means he's going to eat. The same way, she'oichal can mean I'm not going to eat, she'lo yoichal can mean I am going to eat. Let's see the Ran on Tezayin Amud Beis. V'amar shvua she'lo yoichal da'achil namashma. Lav l'memer she'i mushba she'yoichal. It's not that if he says lo yachilna, lo yachilna, that he's taking a shvua that he's going to eat it. Elo loymar, what it means to say, she'enoi mushba shelo yoichal. He's not swearing that he's not going to eat it. Dahachi amrele, this is what he's saying. V'chi nishbati shelo yoichal imcha. Am I swearing that I'm not going to eat? V'aloi kvar amarti l'cha da'achilna. I already told you that I'm going to eat. So Abai is of the opinion that if you're going to say she'achalti means that I'm not going to eat, let's say the way Abai was learning, they were pressuring him to eat, they were pressuring him to eat, and he said shvua she'achal, and he said I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat, and then he said shvua she'achal, that means I'm going to eat. But if he said, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat, shvua she'oichal means I'm not going to eat. So just like she'oichal means I'm not going to eat, she'lo yoichal means I am going to eat in the context. And v'ikal l'trutzei nami l'shna shvua she'oichal, it could also mean I'm not going to eat. Namely, you could also explain if he says lo yachilna, could also be interpreted that it's I'm not going to eat. How? That if we don't have this context, meaning if he didn't say I'm going to eat, if let's say he said I'm not going to eat, or stamazai. So in other words, what's Abai saying? That it's not mistabra to him that in the context she'oichal kamin, I'm going to eat. She'oichal means I'm not going to eat, because by the same token, I'm not going to eat could mean I am. So therefore, what's Abaye's point over here? What's Abaye trying to say? I guess Abaye's trying to say that it's, why would the Mishnah only say a case of she'oichel, which means I'm not going to eat, it should have also said she'lo yoichel. You know, even though you could ask, well, maybe she'lo yoichel would be simpler, but it should have said it both ways. So therefore, what does Rav Ashi say? Ela tana paska. Rather, Rav Ashi says that Sha'oicha means one thing. The Tana said it without any qualification. Sha'oichel da'achel namasha. Sha'oicha means I'm going to eat. V'shaloyoichel lo'yoicha masha. And Sha'oicha means I'm not going to eat. And there's no other way to understand it. So how are we going to explain that which we said, She'loyoichel, She'achalti means I'm not going to eat. It has to be the case of the Mishnah is, She'ioichel, that I'm not going to eat. That's the case. Even though you don't see where it says She'ioichel, but that's what it has to mean. That's the only possible interpretation. Meaning Abai is saying that if by the, you cannot interpret she'oichel means I'm not going to eat, because then you should be able to interpret she'loyoichel means I'm going to eat, and the Mishnah doesn't spell out both of those. So it must be she'oichel means yes, she'loyoichel means no. Says the Mishnah, Ze choymer b'shvuos mi b'nedarim. This is the chumra of shvuos over nedarim, namely that a shvuah is chal on davar shein by mamish. What's a chumra of nedarim over shvuos? V'chaymer b'nedarim b'shvuos, ketzad. Oymer koinim sukkah shani ois. If somebody says, I aser the sukkah that I'm going to make. So if you say, if you swear, it's nachal, because you can't swear not to do a mitzvah. You already swore you're going to do the mitzvah. You're mujab the oymer mehar sinai. But if you aser the sukkah that you're going to make, now, this is very difficult. Because you're making a neder, an iser koinam, on the sukkah you're going to make, there is no mitzvah to make a sukkah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. So most learn it's going on the yeshiva. Because since the Torah speaks about the yeshiva, b'lashon asiyah, chagas sukkas tasalacha, so it's going on the asiyah of a sukkah. So a shvua is nachal on a dvar mitzvah, but a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. Lulav sha'ani noitel, or someone asers the lulav that he's going to shake. Tefillin sha'ani maniach, the tefillin that I'm going to place. B'nedarim aser, by nedarim it's aser. B'shvua it's mutter, by shvua it's mutter. Why? She'ein nishba en lavar ala mitzvahis. We do not swear to violate a mitzvah, because you're mujba v'oymed mehar sinai. Now, the Ran, for some reason, the last Rans on the page are explaining the Gemara earlier. Let's just see that. Mani masnisin rameir. He deloy shani le carbon, deloy shani le kick carbon. According to Rameir, there's no difference between carbon and kick carbon. Deloy boy kafadimyan. You don't need the kaf to eat Rabbi Huda. If it's Rabbi Huda, my area carbon loy oichalach deshari. Why would it have to say carbon loy oichalach is mutter? Afilu carbon shoichalach nami shari. Even carbon. She'oichalach should be mutter. I mean, the Ran learns differently than what we said Rashi says. Rashi learns the raya is from ha karban she'oichalach is mutter, but that's mashma karban she'oichalach is aser. That only fits according to Rameir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say ki karban. But the Ran learns it's from the third case. The third case is why in the third case karban. Loy oichalach. Why does it have to say the Ran learns this from the first case? Why would it have to say carbon loy oichalach is mutter? Even carbon oichalach will be mutter according to Rabbi Huda. Had amar le carbon, had amar la carbon. Here the Ran has a little bit of a different gersa than our Gemara. The difference is not between le, la and loy, but rather between li and la. Kolomer belamid shvas mashma le carbon yehe. If you say le carbon, it means it should be a carbon, I'm not going to eat it. Ava la carbon belamid pesucha mashma loy carbon. Okay, Rabbi Say, we'll hold it over here, and we'll see you, Bez Hashem, tomorrow night, same time. Hatzlacha Rabba. Have a beautiful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.